Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2016. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length. We call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year this will happen on March the 19th, a little earlier this year than normal. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 27th. Starting as always with the moon, new moon this month is on the 9th, with the full moon following on 14 days later on the 23rd. The moon is far from being a nighttime only object, but towards new phase it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so you will be able to study it in daylight. Particularly on the 10th, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful one day old very thin crescent. In fact, there is a total eclipse of the sun on the 9th. Unfortunately, it's not visible from the UK. I'll be travelling to Indonesia to see this one. All the major planets are putting on a show this month. Venus is an early morning object in the east, just before sunrise, especially towards the beginning of the month. Jupiter is still the most prominent planet high up in the sky in the late evening, particularly early in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes, and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn starts to make a better appearance this month. Unfortunately, the best time to see it is early in the morning, and even then it is best seen at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, and this is the 13th sign of the zodiac. And it'll be in the south at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you see it up close. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be quite a good sight at the end of the month, around 4 a.m, in the constellation of Scorpius to the south. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so straight on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13 constellations that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates around the Sun. This month the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo and Virgo. And these may be found in that order from west through south to east on an evening. The two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, the bright red star in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, and that's in the east, and Capella in Auriga, which is the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Well, my voice held up, and that's all for this month. Listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.